Look, it's the stuff right out of a thriller movie. An asteroid, estimated to be about a kilometre wide in size, is hurtling towards Earth. Now, the massive space rock, which has been named by NASA as 7482, very creative names they give NASA, was first discovered in 1994. And it looks like it'll come to the closest it's been to Earth for the next two centuries. So let's bring in our resident astronomer and astrophysicist, Brad Tucker. Brad, great to have you back on 4BC Drive.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. How's it going?
Well, very well. Should I be worried about this asteroid, or is it just going to fly past and safely get past us again and then worry me in the next couple of hundred years or so?
That's right. You could put this on the 200-year problem. It has definitely now made its way past the Earth safely, and we always expected it to. But as you said, this asteroid, also called 1994 PC1, if you want a better name.
That's a much sexier name than 7482.
That's right. Look, it was actually discovered by an Australian astronomer, Rob McNaught, then. Yes, it's made its way past the Earth and is going off into space again. But it's the class of asteroid that we like to keep tabs on and monitor because they're called Earth-crossing asteroids, i.e. they go around the sun, not where the asteroid belt is between Mars and Jupiter, but in this other weird circle that sometimes crosses the path of Earth, or at least gets close to it. And we like to make sure we're not at the same point in space at the same time because, well, that doesn't end well for Earth.
No, it doesn't end well for Earth. Now, all right, then it's past us, so I can breathe a sigh of relief at least for the next two centuries. Look, could we have seen it? Could we see it tonight in the sky? Or do you need a fairly sophisticated telescope to do that?
So this was kind of the interesting thing. It was so relatively close at 1.9 million kilometers. And I know, yes, people say that's not close, but it's about five times the distance the moon is away from the Earth. And to put that in the scale, the new telescope we've talked about recently that NASA sent out to the space, the James Webb, is heading out 1.6 million kilometers. So, you know, we have satellites around the Earth that are about that distance. And being that close, another kilometer, it was most definitely visible to people, even with binoculars. And you may be able to, if you know where to look, catch it. It will probably be a bit tricky tonight just because it is now moving a bit further away and you have to go to it. But you can find finding charts where to go in the sky. And with binoculars or even a small telescope at home, people were most definitely seeing it. And that's kind of just a sign of how big and how close it got.
All right, Brad Tucker, great to have you on the show. We'll look forward to talking to you a lot more in 2022.